Welcome to the Homebase Travel Agent Show. And welcome to 2010, or is it 2010? I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And this is show number 233 for January 10th, 2010. The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. And the song you're listening to is 15 to 20, featuring Lady Tigra. 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 45, 10, 15, 10. And the artists, the band, is the phenomenal Hand Clap Band. 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, all that time. You can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net. .net. The show is sponsored by GoToMeeting. And we thank the Citrix Corporation for being our sponsor, our longtime sponsor here at the Homebase Travel Agent Show. Okay, coming up in the show, we have a co-hosted segment with Lorene Romero, and Deb Gronsky joins us to talk about her exciting trip on the largest cruise ship in the world, the Oasis of the Seas. So stand by for that. The co-hosted segment goes about 34 minutes, so it goes a little bit long tonight, so we're going to get right into it here shortly. But before we do, you know, there's a great New Year's resolution out there that you can make. You can make a resolution to work smarter in 2010. You can use GoToMeeting to meet clients and colleagues online. Can you imagine meeting a client online and showing the client the brochures and all the information, or maybe walking them through the website for a destination or a riverboat cruise or whatever that you're going to take them on. Maybe you want to walk them through the ship that they're going to be taking a cruise on and look at the floor plan of the ship and help them pick out a room based upon what you're showing them on GoToMeeting. Or, as Deb Gronsky says later on in the show, she talks about on the Oasis of the Seas, you check in 2 weeks ahead of time, and maybe you want to show your clients how to do that, and you don't want to travel across town, or you don't want to travel three states away to do it. So use GoToMeeting. It's a great tool for this. So instead of driving or flying to meet in person, you can use GoToMeeting to conduct sales presentations, product demos, training sessions, all right from your desk, and you can stay productive and be efficient, because you're going to avoid the hassle of unnecessary travel. Now, we use GoToMeeting all the time, and I can't remember how we did business without it. In fact, I do use it in my day job all the time, and it's a great tool. I have three different court locations where I do my day job, and occasionally I need to talk about something with another location, and I fire up GoToMeeting. So you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, and all that you have to do is you just visit www.gotomeeting.com/podcast. Visit gotomeeting.com/podcast and you get a free 30-day trial. And hey, check out the website over at hometravelagent.net. You'll find all the archives over there. And you know, this show is a show about the travel business. And we hope you pick up some good information and good tidbits from this particular show. But if you want to go back to previous shows, go over to hometravelagent.net and you can pick and choose your way through several shows, probably 30 or 40 shows at least. I can put more on there. I'm going to hear one of these days soon. But there's a lot of the archives over at hometravelagent.net that you can check out and pick shows from that might, those, you know, pick a show that you're interested in, a topic, and it's right there. The player is right on your screen. You can play it right from your PC or your laptop, and you don't need any special equipment. And another handy tool over on the website is the ability to sign up. There's a box on the right-hand side of the page of the website. Sign up, put your email in there, and the show notes will come delivered to you every week after we produce a show. So enough of that. Hey, let's get right on into the co-hosted segment, and let's learn about the biggest cruise ship on Earth, the Oasis of the Seas. Here we go. Welcome to the co-hosted segment of the Homebase Travel Agent Show, and this is take two, and we'll explain that here in a minute. In fact, Lorene Romero is with us once again, and welcome, Lorene, into the new year, and say Happy New Year to everybody, and welcome, Lorene.
Well, hey, Barry. Yes, Happy New Year, everybody. It's 2010. How exciting is that? so weird to think the fact that it was 10 years ago they had the whole Y2K thing going on.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a decade ago. I don't know where it went, but we're here now, and I'm assuming they're going to be doing the whole new survey thing, everybody, that they do every year, so.
Oh, the census?
The whole census thing. I just remember they should be doing that this year also.
Yep, every 10 years.
Well, thanks. It's exciting. It is the first full week of the year, and it's a good year, so this is good. So, Barry, it's cold in your area, and our guest is also cold, and we won't say anything about living here in Northern California. I'll still stick to my earthquakes. Thank you. You don't have to prepare for them other than a little box. So, we have on the line Deb Bronski. She is a repeat guest, and we appreciate it. She is the owner of Harrison Avenue Travel. And the reason Barry was mentioning about Take Two is that we have this great interview. It was fabulous, flawless, no one stalled, no one messed up, there was no gaps, no ahs, nothing. And poor Barry said that there was an error in it, and so we get to bring Deb back on again, and we get to do Take Two, and she is here to talk about her experience on Oasis of the Seas. And Deb, welcome, and tell us all about your wonderful trip.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here again. And yes, we did do a wonderful interview, didn't we? It's too bad nobody's going to get to hear it. But I'm sure we can bring everybody up to speed. Talking about the great new Oasis of the Seas. It's Royal Caribbean's newest ship. It's the world's largest cruise ship. 3 years to build, $1.4 billion later, and we have a 1,187-foot-long cruise ship. So not too bad, right?
Wow. Amazing.
It really is. I mean, it is literally longer than three football fields.
Wow.
So, and you can imagine there's a lot of walking involved in touring the Oasis of the Seas. I was only on it for one night, unfortunately, but I do plan to go back without a doubt. I mean, it was really, really... To talk about it, I'm not going to do it justice. So, I mean, get out there, get on this ship. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. It's porting in Port Everglades, Fort Lauderdale. The new terminal's awesome. The traffic flowed through it nicely. We didn't have a wait. They had nice snacks in the terminal because I'm all about the snacks. There was a play area for the kids if your kids get a little ants in the pants. Really, everything was so smooth. They had the check-in set up so that whatever deck you were on, that's the line you got into. So there was, you know, there really wasn't a lot of waiting. It was boom, 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 and you were in. So Oasis of the Seas has seven neighborhoods. It's set up in sections in what they call neighborhoods. It spans 16 decks in these seven neighborhoods. There's 24 restaurants. There's 19 bars. And you walk in on the ship into the Royal Promenade. Now, a lot of people are familiar with the Royal Promenade from the Freedom and Voyager class ships. It feels like the streets of Europe. There's cobblestone sidewalks, it's cafes, shops, bars. It's your first view of the ship when you arrive in. You walk in and it just opens right up to you. Some of the great things, I'm always talking about the restaurants. there's Sorrento's for pizza. There's the Mondo Coffee Bar for that Seattle's Best Coffee. The Champagne Bar is unbelievable. It's so pretty. There's a Bolero's, which has the juggling waiters making those mojitos. And there's what they call the Rising Tide Bar, unique to this ship. It levitates and falls over three decks. So you get on it, and it's almost like being on an elevator. Like the platform just goes up. But it's really a cool experience. And underneath it, water shoots up underneath it. So it almost looks like the water is pushing the bar up when it rises. Really,
wow.
Really pretty.
Wow. And where was that located on the ship?
That's on the Royal Promenade. Mac in the center, you walk practically into it as soon as you get on board. So it's kind of nice, you know, it's a totally different, forget you're on a ship when you walk into this area, you really do. After dinner, they have parades in the Royal Promenade, they have all kinds of dance parties, I mean, literally there's people dancing all over, it's a crazy place.
Wow, was there 24-hour entertainment, or did they finally step back a little bit and let people go to their rooms?
Well, at some point, I imagine they did. You know, in the course of being on the ship for 24 hours, I mean, we were exhausted at one point, so we weren't up all-nighters. But at some point, I think it quiets down a little bit. But they do have, you know, there are venues that on this ship that are open 24 hours. So if you are a night owl, there's definitely things that you can do. Off the Royal Promenade is Central Park. Again, unique, only thing like it on the seas. And it has 12,175 living plants. You walk in, it's like an oasis itself. It's nothing but peace and tranquility. There's chairs, nice cushioned chairs, there's tables. It's just like being in a park. Again, cobblestone walkways, like paths through the gardens. The flowers are just incredible. They have a lot of nice restaurants in here, too. This is where you're going to find those great specialty restaurants. Giovanni's Table, 150 Central Park, where you can get romantic six-course meals. That's unbelievable. Chopped Grill and Portofino, which are Royal Caribbean staples. They have the Park Cafe there, where there's great sandwiches. Vintage's Wine Bar is there. It's more of a quiet area, I mean, as it sounds. It's not the, like, in the Royal Promenade, you have, like, the dance clubs. All the craziness. This, you almost walk into it, and it definitely has a tranquil feel to it. So that's actually really, really nice. From there, you go into the boardwalk area. That's like being in Atlantic City, at the shore, on the boardwalk, walking around. Has a handcrafted carousel, the only one at sea. So wow. It's unique to this ship specifically, and it was, as I said, handcrafted. If you go on the Oasis of the Seas website, and I think it's oasisoftheseas.com, you can see them actually building it and carving these horses. It is beautiful. Great restaurants there, too. Again, they have a seafood shack. Johnny Rockets is there. That's where they have the crazy dancing waiters and excellent milkshakes. Off of there, there's an aqua theater, 600-seat amphitheater. It has an 18-foot pool where they have high divers, they have an aqua show with aqua ballet. Really, really incredible show. They cover it, they do concerts out there. Overlooking this area are the rock walls. There's a big ice cream parlor there. There's a couple little shops, there's a candy shop there. And there's a shop that's almost like a Build-A-Bear where kids can go in, of course, at an added charge. But they can actually build their own stuffed animals, stuff it, and buy clothes for it. It's really cute. And let's see, from there, you go up to this pool and sports zone. So we're kind of see how we're going through the, into the active area from the boardwalk. There's four pools, a lap pool, there's a zero entry beach pool. They have the H2O water zone for kids, and then they have the main pool. In this area, there's also a zip line. What else? A basketball court. I think they play volleyball on that also. They stretch, I think I saw the net stretched out. They do soccer on there. They have mini golf. They have two flow riders. Those are the surf simulators that you'll see on the Freedom class ship. And there's also a solarium, adults-only area. So you go from the hustle bustle into the tranquil. In there, they have three hot tubs. They have the cantilevered hot tubs that kind of jut out over the side, so you're overlooking. You're almost hanging over the ocean, which is at first kind of weird, but once you get used to it, you really like it.
Now, were they actual hot tubs? I've been on other ships that have been more of a warm tub.
You know what? I didn't get in the hot tub. So, you know, it's hard when you're only on like a one day like that. It's hard to be able to, I didn't get in a pool and I didn't get in a hot tub because it just took so much time to just kind of get through the ship. I don't think 7 days on a cruise on this ship is enough. It's huge. Like, people are going to want to go back again and again. After the pool and sports zone, they have the next neighborhood would be the entertainment place. And that has something for everyone, no matter your age, no matter what you like. They have the Opal Theater, which is the main theater. Every week, they're doing two original shows and one showing of the Broadway musical Hairspray. Something else that's unique to this particular ship is the Hairspray show. They have the Casino Royale that has 400 and some slot machines. I think there's 27 tables, and there's actually a poker room, something else unique, because that's unusual on a cruise ship. So if you're into your gambling, that's the place to be. And then they have Jazz on 4, which is a blues lounge. They have the Disco Blaze. Dazzles is a great nightclub. It spans three decks. and they play every kind of music. At any point, you could go in there and be hearing big band music, you could be hearing country music, you could be hearing disco. The bands just keep rotating. So that's actually kind of neat. And as it rotates, it almost the crowd kind of changes. If you're sitting back and watching it, that was really interesting. They have the on-air club, which is a sports bar, the traditional schooner bar, and what else do they have? They have a comedy club, specific comedy club unto itself. Usually on cruises, you know, you go to the main theater to see the comedy show. This Comedy Live has family entertainment early in the evening, and later at night they have adult entertainment. And they also have, of course, the Studio B ice rink that you would find on a Voyager or Freedom class ship. So if you want to ice skate at sea, that's the place to be. You can ice skate. You can watch the ice show. The ice show is amazing. That's always one of my favorite parts. And let's see what else. Then neighborhood number 6 is the youth zone, because we don't want to forget those kiddos. There's a science lab. There's a craft center, computer games. There's a teen disco. There's an arcade. They have their own little movie lounge. It's almost a little with a big screen and little seating. It reminds me of the comedy club. It's, you know, that kind of venue, but it's scaled down, and it's for the teenage group. And, you know, people take their kids and they want to know if there's great kids programs, and then they come back and they're like, well, you didn't tell me it was that great. I didn't see my kid all week. So there's definitely something for the kids. And let's see, the 7th neighborhood is, of course, the Vitality at Sea Spa and Fitness Center, one of my favorite places. They have a full-service salon. They have 29 treatment rooms. In one of those rooms, you could get a 24-karat gold facial. Did not do that, but sounds kind of nice.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, right. And, you know, for people who don't want to leave their workout behind, they do have the great fitness center. There's free weights, there's spinning classes, Pilates, yoga, aerobics. There's about 160 state-of-the-art cardio and resistance machines. They have personal trainers in case you want to start a regimen while you're on board and continue it when you get home. I don't tend to spend a lot of time in the gym when I'm on vacation, but I know a lot of people do. My husband likes to. I want to be on vacation from that when I go.
Right.
I don't care. If I eat at the midnight buffet, I'll walk around and get rid of it. I don't need to go to a gym. Let's see. Rooms on the Oasis. There are 37 suite and stateroom options. 1,956 of the staterooms are balconies, 254 ocean view. There are 46 wheelchair-accessible staterooms. Important to know, it's the most wheelchair-accessible staterooms on any cruise ship. Obviously, the size of it accommodates more. It goes from 149-square-foot little interior cabin up to a 1,500-square-foot two-story royal loft suite. They have family suites. Something else that's unique is the balcony stateroom. Not only do they have balconies overlooking the ocean, but they have balconies that overlook Central Park and the boardwalk. The Central Park staterooms I really, really liked because that was such a quiet area. I have to say the boardwalk staterooms, I think agents will need to qualify their clients before putting them in there. They're a little loud.
Okay.
Everything that's going on down below, you are going to be able to hear. The lower you are, the more you're going to be able to hear. I don't know if you've ever been in a promenade stateroom on a Voyager class ship. But my husband and I stayed in one last year, and you can, when the parade was going by, we were able to hear it in our room. Didn't ruin our vacation, but it could ruin it could bother, you know, somebody else.
So the qualifying a client might be some people in their early 20s who like the party environment.
Yeah, and aren't going to be going to bed early, because when that parade goes through at 9 o'clock. You're definitely going to hear it.
Get front row seats.
Yeah, you will. You have the best. You definitely have the best seats in the house. And that's the kind of person that you need to put in that room that wants that best seat in the house, because they're great rooms. But you have to remember that carousel and that carousel music is playing below you constantly.
That's a good thing to point out. Thank you.
Yeah, that's my own opinion of it. But I think you can say, they say that they are noise insulated. I think you can still hear. let's see, it's doing an Eastern itinerary right now up until April, and then after April, starting in May, it's going to alternate Eastern, Western. It's always going to be out of Port Canaveral because they had to redredge, and they actually built that terminal specifically for the Oasis. So it's consistent. We always know where it's going to be. Right now, all of the ports can accommodate it that it's going to. So it's definitely, the itinerary is going to be a sure thing right now until other ports can actually accommodate it, because there will be no tendering, from what I understand.
That would be a difficult task with that many people. How many people did you say was on it?
Let's see. It has 1,956 balconies, 254. It's going to hold about 5,000 people. Ish.
And I'm finding myself all through your interview going, wow.
It is. It's definitely
how many ways can you say wow? Now, you had mentioned there were 29 restaurants, I believe?
Yes.
Now, are these all included in the price? I know that Johnny Rockets, for example, they have a minimum charge because they don't...
Yes.
There's a charge because they don't want all the teenagers going in there and hanging out and eating milkshakes and french fries all day.
Exactly.
So there's a little bit of a charge. Is that consistent?
Yes. The Johnny Rockets has a small charge. I want to say it's $5.95. I could be wrong on that one because I did not go in there on this trip. The premium restaurants like Giovanni's Table, 150 Central Park, Chops and Portofino's, they all have an upcharge with them.
Okay.
It ranges from $15 to about $30.
Which is for the food that they serve in there?
For the food that they serve, definitely. Like 150 Central Park, I mean, for a 6-course meal that you're going to get there, you're not going to get that for $30 anywhere.
Exactly.
And that includes your gratuity.
Yeah, exactly. And basically what that is the tip.
Exactly.
That's what it's covering, for the service charge for the staff. So there's a few premium restaurants, but it sounds like...
Most of them are included. Like, your pizza's included. They have the Windjammer Cafe that they have on all Royal Caribbean ships. They have a 3-story main dining room that, I mean, to me, I could eat in there every night and miss the premium restaurants.
So you have a regular sit-down dinner?
You have a regular sit-down dinner, 2 seating times, also open seating they have.
Right. And so if you can graze your way through the entire ship, go work out, graze on the way back, and then be ready for dinner.
There you go. Or if you justify it the way I do, I say walking around that ship will work off the food as you go from place to place. And, you know, there was also that I forgot to mention on the Royal Promenade, there's a cupcake bar. And you can make your own cupcakes and decorate them and put all the sprinkles you want on them and then walk that off too.
Very nice. Very nice. What was your favorite thing on the ship?
Favorite thing on the ship is probably the Aqua Theater. The divers were stupendous. The day we were on, Good Morning America was filming, so it was kind of fun to watch all that. But they have the divers diving into the Aqua Theater pool. It's 18 feet deep. I mean, they are up unbelievably high. No picture that I've seen, even on TV when I watched the broadcast back, nothing did justice as far as how high these divers were starting when they descended into the pool. It was unbelievable. And the show that they're going to have, we saw bits and pieces of it, will be totally like nothing else at sea. So it was definitely a great experience. And when you're in these different neighborhoods, like a lot of people I think are going to be overwhelmed by this ship. When you're in the neighborhood, you feel like you are in a neighborhood. They did their theming really well so that it doesn't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm in this huge ship. I am never going to find my way around. You figure out what's in what area, and the signage is excellent. They have big LCD TV screens on the walls that say you are here. You can type in where you want to go, whether it be your stateroom number, whether it be, you know, if you want to go to the champagne bar. You type it in, and it tells you how to get there. So you kind of can't get lost. Well, you could, but you're less likely to get lost with a little bit of help like that.
So that is... Sounds like the definitely starting the ship off, since it was from scratch, a very high-tech modern, all the facilities.
Yeah, definitely.
That was the first I've heard about, like, a directional system in a ship to be.
And you know what? If you go onto my Facebook page, I actually have a video demonstrating the LCD TV directional help. And it really just gives you the directions and takes you where you need to go. They also have dining screens that tell you what restaurant, how full the restaurants are. So if you want to go to Sorrento's for a pizza and you see it's packed, you may want to run up to the Windjammer and get your pizza.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, it is. Or if you want to go someplace for dinner one night and you see it's packed, you might want to make alternate arrangements or try to get a reservation.
Well, it's sounding like how you're describing it, that the delivery is also very good. As you said, that when people are checking in to get on board, sometimes it can be extremely stressful because you're checking in and you have to go through line after line. You're kind of at Disneyland, but you're not there yet. You just get the participants online.
Yeah, hurry up and wait.
Right, exactly. Hurry up and wait. And it sounds like they've really worked on that for this particular ship.
They definitely did. They had to.
With that many people, it could be automatic chaos.
Definitely.
Were there anything that you found, because you had described how they have a new peer for them, checking in and checking out, that might be something you want to tell the listeners to remind their clients, like definitely have your passports ready or...
They definitely need to have their ID together. Something that Royal Caribbean has implemented now is the new luggage tag system. Get your clients to go online, do their online check-in better than 2 weeks before they leave. They will send them luggage tags, they will send them short skirts, they send them a great packet. And it kind of gets, since we stopped doing traditional paper documents, I think a bit has gotten lost in the presentation of your cruise to you. People like to get that booklet, and then they feel like they're going on their cruise rather than wait until they get there. Yeah, we're on a cruise. They'll send them an envelope with their luggage tags, with a welcome aboard letter, and some other things pertinent to their cruise. And it kind of gets their vacation started a little better, rather than telling them, you know, oh, wait, porters will give you your luggage tags at the terminal, and they're hurrying up trying to fill out the luggage tags while they're trying to throw their bags at the porters, and they want to get on the ship. So it kind of makes it a little smoother for them, I think. You can also make your advanced dining reservations before you cruise on this ship. And you can reserve show times as well.
That's interesting. I've not heard that before. That's
yes.
A good idea.
When they do their online, when clients do their online check-in, there is an option for that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
because
it is.
A lot of people get frustrated by the fact that, oh, okay, so there's 70 people ahead of me. Maybe we'll do something else. So integrating the modern technology, as you're mentioning.
Exactly, and you can make it as structured or as unstructured as you want. You can plan some things. You know, some people are planners. They like to, you know, I'm going to be here on Monday, here on Tuesday, here on Wednesday. We'll eat here, 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 and here. And some people really like to. The other people like to be a little more casual about it, but they want to make sure certain things that the must-sees, must-dos, they want to get done in advance. And I definitely recommend if there's a must-see, you know, if you want to see that hairspray show, you better make a reservation for it.
Barry, has any questions come up for you on this?
Sounds yeah, I was
like
just wondering if there's anything that you didn't like, Deb.
You know what? I always say, I don't care what happens when I'm at sea. I love everything about it. I can't say there was anything that I really and truly did not like. I mean, the food was out of this world, obviously, because I can't stop talking about the restaurants. The drinks were great. You know, they were not shy with them at all. And, like, I was pleasantly surprised. I thought that it was going to feel very overwhelming. I'm the kind of person who's always going the wrong direction. And the signage kind of pointed me in the right direction. My husband's always, like, yanking me back. You're going the wrong way again. Aft, forward, back. but, really, it was easy to get around. And like I said, it felt, the air, when you were in a neighborhood, it felt very intimate, which I really, really liked. I have to be honest, I don't have a bad thing to say.
And it sounds like service was good. The staff was well trained.
Yes, Gold Anchor service. out of this world. I cannot complain about that. We had a great cabin steward. We had great waiters. The bar staff was great. We had great jugglers for bar staff. And like everybody was happy to be there.
That's exciting. Thank you so much for coming back to talk about this, because I've heard a lot of press about it, and as an agent, I'm a little intimidated about booking clients, thinking they may be overwhelmed with such a large ship. But having you talk about it and break it down into sections really makes it available. Oh, okay, so here's the kids section. All right, okay. Oh, adult-only section. I like that idea.
Right. Yeah, the way they have it broken down, you can, you know, kind of go through the different neighborhoods one thing at a time and figure it all out. The thing that intimidated me at first, truthfully, was the stateroom selection, because there are so many different categories. But once you kind of get down to whether they're interior balconies, outside balconies, you know, interior with the promenade view, regular interior, once you get through all, break them down, it's really not that difficult.
And you mentioned, and I would like you to tell people how to get there, that you have things on your Facebook. So I would really encourage the listeners to go to your Facebook to take a look at the video as well as some of the photos that you've put up.
Yeah,
so how did they get there?
You can become a fan of Harrison Avenue Travel on Facebook. Just search for Harrison Avenue Travel and click Become a Fan, and we would be more than happy to welcome you. It's, you know, I've gotten, to be honest with you, I've gotten a little bit of business from Facebook. I didn't think I would. So that's another pleasant surprise. I don't have a whole lot of fans. I have about 42, I think, was the last count. But we're a nice group, and, I mean, feel free to ask questions, anything at all. I'm more than happy to answer any questions anybody has, anything to help out somebody selling this ship, because it's a great, great ship.
And it's a nice way to be able to get to warm weather, because, as you mentioned, they have a set itinerary for now.
Yes.
Definitely going to be warmer weather sort of place. Which, you know, if you have clients in your area where you and Barry are, it's a little chilly. They may want to get away and try something new and adventurous.
We call them the snowbirds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have them all head down to Florida.
That's right. Send them on down.
Well,
it's not that warm there this week, though.
That's what I heard. I heard it was actually cold. I went, ooh.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, Deb Bronski, thank you again for coming on the show. We really do appreciate you giving us another chance.
Oh, no problem. Anytime.
And we had mentioned last time that I think if you do this one more time, which we'll have to have you do this, you will win the, have been on the Home-Based Travel Agent podcast, the most crown. So
you know what? I'll take anything. If it comes with a crown, I'm in.
Deb, what is your email, and how can people get a hold of you if they have more questions?
You can email me at Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, at harrisonavenuetravel.com. And again, I'm more than happy to answer any questions about this ship, any other ship. If anybody has any questions, I know from even the last time I was on, I got an email from a girl wanting to ask me about host agencies, and we developed a great friendship that way, so I'm definitely open to that.
Well, and one of the other things the listener should know is Deb's one of us. She is a Home-Based Travel Agent, and she is a listener of the show, and that silly girl is now, it seems like years ago, got a hold of us, and so we've had her on the show a couple times, and really important for us to be able to get some of the listeners on the show to be able to talk about personal experience, because, you know, you're not coming on as a supplier trying to sell your product. You're coming on as a peer trying to be able to go, wow, this is really cool, or, you know, if there was something I didn't like, I'd tell you, but it was wonderful. So, you know, I really encourage people to contact us, and I want to thank you again, Deb, for being on, and we'll see if we get you on one more time sometime this year, since, you know, we're only in January, so, you know, we're on a roll.
Let me see how the ratings do. You know, if the ratings go down, I'll understand if you don't invite me back.
Barry, how will the listeners reach you if they have any questions?
Well, they can get a hold of me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net.
And before I ask you for your email address, Lorraine, I might mention that we're coming up on our 5-year anniversary of the show.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. That's a half a decade.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're worried about the decade now, so you got half of it.
Do you know what number show this is, Bear? How that I've totally put you on the spot?
Oh, gosh. You know, the way I produce the show is the, one of the first things that I do with the show is we produce the co-hosted segment, so I don't even look at the, you know, the notes and stuff for the other segments of the show. So, you know, I'm not sure, but I think we're at about 234, 235.
I have 232 is the Mike Davis show on my iPhone.
Yep, maybe we're at 233 then.
That's the last one?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we actually took a break, amazing as it is. Barry and I took a break. Holidays are here. Look, they fall on the days that we would normally record the show. Let's take time off. Okay.
Yep.
We have a couple of guests already lined up for those who like to write things down on calendars. Our next recording will be with Kathleen Kavanaugh, who will be talking about Monogram Tour. She's been on the show several years ago now. She's with Globus and Monogram, and they have a brand new program that's coming out about how travel agents can actually pre- and post-book trips and transfers, excursions, and hotels, even if it's with, say, different cruise lines. So if you have somebody going on a celebrity to the Mediterranean, you can work with Globus to be able to set up a pre-package. Isn't that nice? You actually can make commission on something like that. Hey, that's a good tip for the year, how to make commission. And we also have... coming up for AAT Kings, which is an Australian product, which is wonderful. We're going to have Jeff Adams come on in a couple weeks, and he's a lot of fun. Met him at the Luxury Expo, so we're going to have him on board. So we're really starting to line things up. We have some good guests coming up, and I just wanted to put that out there before I forgot. So, Barry, what's your email address?
Yeah, once again, it's Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And, Lorraine, how do they get a hold of you?
My email is sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued at mac.com.
Well, very good. And I want to thank you very much, Deb, and glad to have you, and we're hoping to have you back.
Thank you.
Bye, Deb.
See ya.
Well, thank you, Lorraine, and thank you, Deb. Great information about the Oasis of the Seas, and the way Deb puts it into the show, I think, is entertaining and very special. So I want to thank Deb a lot for coming on the show and helping us out with the topic, a big topic, the Oasis of the Seas. Now, I do have one news story today, and it's a Travel Leaders 2010 Travel Trends Survey. And this comes from the franchise group Travel Leaders, and they've done a study of different destinations and different types of vacations to come up with the top 10, and I think there's actually more than 10 if you dig deeper into the article. But as of now, Orlando is landing at number 1, and Orlando shows this remarkable resilience and strength in family-oriented destinations. Now, Las Vegas used to be number 1, and it had been for several years, but Las Vegas appears to be suffering from some unfair, intense scrutiny associated with last year's spate of canceled conventions. So Orlando is landing on top as the number 1 travel trend, and Las Vegas has fallen to the number 2 spot. And another interesting travel trend is that Chicago is gaining in popularity as a domestic destination. They're ranking 7th, which is up from 10th in 2009, and they were 20th in 2008. And Los Angeles climbs 7 spots to the number 10 destination. And Alaska Cruises jumped to the number 3 spot. So Alaska Cruises are right down there behind Orlando and Las Vegas. And the U.S. Virgin Islands, and there's no need for a passport there because they're a U.S. territory, they moved up to number 19. And according to the press release, the Caribbean Cruising remains the top international destination with significant value being offered in virtually every region. In all, 4 cruise itineraries were included among the top 20 international destinations, and the Caribbean came out to be number 1, European Mediterranean cruises came out to be number 4, Mexico number 11, and the Panama Canal number 19. And what may be an indicator of an improving economy, Rome, London, and Paris all moved up, with the latter two rebounding particularly well. Rome is up 2 spots to number 5, London up 4 spots to number 6, and Paris is up 5 spots to number 8. So if you want to check out more on this press release from the Travel Leaders Franchise Group, go to my website or check the show notes, and I'll have a link to it there. And from the press release, I see a link here that you can click, and you can get into more detail of the travel survey done by the Travel Leaders Franchise Group. So we're going long here tonight, so I want to wrap the show up and wish everybody a Happy New Year. Glad to have you all here in 2010. I want to say 2010. I'm not sure what to say yet. I'm not sure how this is falling out. Is it going to be 2010 or is it going to be 2010? Anyhow, welcome, and I hope you enjoyed tonight's show, and I hope you come back and listen again. We really love to have you as a listener, and hope that this coming week is a great week for you, that you stay safe and healthy, and if you're traveling, travel safe out there. Hey, we'll see you next week, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
The savings and loan, we're speaking loudly and we're clearly on a megaphone. There's a red can, there's a blue can, there's a bright white can. There's a red can, there's a blue can, there's a bright white can. So take your left thumb and twist it in your right hand. You can see that just around it, so just turn yourself in. We ain't asking again. We brought a lot of patience, but it's all wearing thin.